Yeah, I think my exact comments to the group were we're once again starting to lose the war on drugs, and we can deem it as recreational use and other things, but the reality is that, you know, we as an employer have a huge commitment to our employees to keep them safe, and impaired employees don't create a safe work environment, and we, like many other employers, have minimum requirements for passing a pre-employment test, both drug and alcohol, and we're having a higher and higher instance of people not being able to pass that test, which is limiting, you know, the number of employees that are available for us to hire.